Case number 9701, Wayne L. Hooper, south of Road 382, east of Willington Drive, east being parcel B within Hampton Park Development, a special use exception to connect two manufactured homes to make one unit.
Both going to speak?
Yeah.
Would you both swear or affirm that the information you're about to give is true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. When you go to the podium, please state your name for the record.
Wayne Hopper.
Clayton Hopper.
Good evening.
Evening. Could
you explain to the board your intent?
Yes, I previously owned a property on Route 17, and in selling that property, we ran into some problems, which I'm sure you guys all been through as much as I've been through. That property was had problems with a neighbor next door, so I've been without a home for the last 3 years almost, with in between the building codes and whatever she was trying to do to keep these people from moving into my home. But previously I moved to my father-in-law's to take care of him. He's the only one that's in the dwelling. But I had became disabled in 2002. And at this time, we're trying to take care of two problems, give me a home and for my family and take care of my father-in-law. And previously in 2002, I had done a construction job that Mr. Mills had approved in Long Neck. And it's still similar. I have pictures of the property that I have, that where I moved the addition to, that we want to put on the property. But this is the same exact thing that I had done in Long Neck. So I'm trying to do the same thing again. So if I can show you these pictures.
We'd like to apologize for the pictures. He used a over-the-counter camera, took some of the pictures, and then took other pictures of other things. And when he got them developed, he didn't have any pictures. So we had to run tonight and try to get some lights
on the
unit that we want to move in and take some pictures. The pictures are very poor. But
so
that's the reason for that.
Yeah, this is what we want to do to that property. But we're just using a shell, so I don't have to do so much of the construction with the wood.
Okay.
And the building.
What I passed down first were Polaroids taken in the evening. And here's the pictures of the job he did at Long Neck that he wanted to build something similar to.
That's the existing home with the modular home
to it.
Yeah, it's sitting on the lot right now.
It has to be moved down.
Okay.
We have drawings that show it.
They've got that.
Yeah, where it's positioned at.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you did to the other one.
Yes. That was that home, the first picture.
It'll open me all day tomorrow, too.
That home was originally in Smyrna.
Long Neck. Oh, that one. Okay.
The home that we intend to put in here, the one that's on the Polaroid pictures, was in Smyrna. We purchased it in Smyrna and moved it to the current location. And it's been stored there for 6 months or...
Yeah, it's been at least 3 months, probably.
Yeah. I think a little longer than that, but anyway.
I had the permit. I got the date somewhere where we got the permit to move it. Basically, I've taken those pictures that you're looking at now. I have one neighbor on this side of me, and I have no neighbors on this side or none behind me. And directly across the street, they're all vinyl siding in the same house next to it. See, if I get the variance to put the house there, then I plan to do the A and then get a permit for the garage, but I have it all positioned. So if you're looking at it from the street side, looking towards it, on the left-hand side, the driveway comes down the hill. And then you go around the back, I wanted to put a garage there. So it's all going to be a whole house, you know what I'm saying?
Eventually.
Eventually, right.
How long do you anticipate it would take to finish it?
Probably by the end of the summer.
For this particular portion.
Within a year?
Yeah, within this, for this particular portion, we should have that done by summertime anyway. That's basically a remodeling job. It needs new windows in it, needs the interior.
We just bought it for the frame.
Yeah, we basically bought it for the hall itself.
Didn't have to buy the wood and the lumber and, you know, we're gonna do that.
And it's basically in good shape.
It's a nice shape, yeah.
It has insulated siding, aluminum siding on it, and like I say, other than the windows being a disaster there, the old type.
The older aluminum windows.
Old aluminum.
About the vinyl windows.
I'm a retired home improvement contractor, so I can help him a little bit.
Kind of foundation you're gonna end up with?
It'll be stone pilings.
Piers.
Piers, I should say. Or concrete footers and.
Do you have, they don't have the drawing of that?
Yeah, no, you probably.
Lock foundation around the perimeter?
Well, that's what I wanna do.
Eventually, it will be.
It's all on piers, both the other Mowbray home that's there, it's already on piers.
When Mr. Mills asked you how long it was gonna take, how long would it take adding that in also?
Oh, to put the enclosure around it, I don't know, that could be.
Typically.
Do we have a time limitation?
Well, there's, the board typically imposes a number of requirements when you do that, that you have the same siding, that you put it on a permanent foundation.
Right.
Usually it talks about an A roof. I don't know how you do that with a.
Well, that's what I said, I didn't know.
And the removal of or consolidation so that you only have one kitchen, so.
Well, that's already gone.
The kitchen's already going out of this unit.
With those thoughts in mind, how long is your construction?
Well, the only thing I'm saying is about the block work, I only have so much income now with my disability. So I have to segregate my money situation. But I know I can get the house in there and the A roof and, you know, the siding and the windows and, you know, make it livable for my family. But I can't afford another $5,000 or $6,000 for the, you know, around the bottom yet. But as long as I have those piers.
It's gonna be skirted and everything.
Oh, it's
not gonna be sitting there open. It'll be skirted.
It's all vinyl siding.
Until we can afford to put the footer and the additional block around the base.
Was there a stipulation the other one be block foundation?
No, the other one's got skirting around it.
It's all done with the hurricane straps and the piers, and so it's really done a nice job when they did it. Like I said, it has an A to it in the one living room part, so that's why I'm gonna butt the other section up to it, so it'll look like a rancher, an L-shaped rancher when I get done with the two-car garage around the one side and then the enclosed deck on the other side. So I'm within my, you know, boundaries. But all the other homes around there would be the same. You know, the one that's next to me is the same thing that I'm attaching, and it's set the same direction, plus he has a garage next to him. And George, I showed him, and I showed Jack, and I showed, you know, everybody in the neighborhood knows what I've been going through, you know, since I tried to sell the other house. And this lady didn't want these people to buy my house. I mean, she went through everything. I don't know if you remembered her or not, but if I said her name, you probably knew who she was.
We don't have to do that.
No.
Any further?
All I want to do is get a house for my family, that's all. I've been put in a position now that they haven't been able to buy my house and sell it. They were buying it to sell it. Now, I don't have my money. So I've been waiting 3 years to get $50,000. All because of, you know, stuff that goes on with the variances here. And, you know, finally, they told her that she didn't have any more teeth left. So they're on their way to sell the house so I can get my money. But I didn't have any income enough to buy anything else because that's still in my name. So I'm damned if I do and damned if I don't, I guess. I don't. But it ain't been too fun.
Any further questions or comments from members of the board? Are there persons present that would like to speak in favor of? Anyone here in opposition? Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I don't see where the request would adverse effectively the uses of adjacent or neighboring property, so I'd make a motion that we approve case number 9701 with the stipulation that within 1 year the siding roof be completed, and within 2 years the foundation.
There you go. Thank you very much, sir.
That'll work.
It's been regularly moved and seconded that we approve 9701 with the stipulations mentioned by Mr. Mills. All those in favor give the usual voting sign. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Do I get those pictures back?
No, they're part of the
record. They're part of the record, however.
As good as they were, we're gonna have to keep them.
You can request.
Yeah, I've been holding on to those. I'm proud of those.
You can request to get those back after, what, 60 days?
All right, buddy. Thank you very much.